Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We have one of our listeners named Brian on the phone for a second date update today, and I'm actually really interested to talk to him.
Okay.
Because in his email, Brian says he actually met his date the old-fashioned way.
That's nice.
I know.
Yeah.
So, Brian, you clubbed her and dragged her back to your cave for a marriage? Super old-fashioned. I like it.
Oh, wow.
Romantic. Didn't quite happen like that.
Oh, good.
Oh, she clubbed you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So, I guess before we find out exactly how you met, tell us, what's her name?
Jordan.
Jordan? Jordan. And Jordan was not wearing a loincloth.
No, there was no loincloth involved at all.
Okay.
Oh, I'm losing interest now.
Yeah. Me too, Jeff.
So how did you meet Jordan?
Well, the old-fashioned way was that my mom introduced us because she works with her.
Oh, and then your mom offered her 4 cows.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, that's okay. Risky. So wait, your mom works with her and your mom's like, you need to date my son. And she actually agreed?
Well, she had mentioned her for a while, but, you know, she was dating someone else. And then recently she had broken up with her boyfriend, and my mom kind of swooped in and suggested that I call her. And she said, okay. And then we kind of hit it off over the phone. So.
Do you normally meet girls through your mom, or is this a first?
No, this is a first, but, I mean, Jordan's really beautiful, and it all worked out great. Like, I was really excited.
Are you shocked more by how great Jordan is or that your mom actually has good taste?
Well, I think initially I was shocked, but like now that the way it turned out, I'm kind of questioning my mom's taste. So,
because she's not calling you back, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that.
This is your fault, Mom.
Totally mom's fault.
So, what'd you guys do for your date?
I took her to a nice Italian restaurant. I wanted to impress her, and she seemed like a genuinely good-hearted person. I don't know what to say, and she had this really amazing smile, and I'm just kind of like falling in love with this girl. I'm like,
whoa!
Oh, wow!
That's a line to drop there.
I know. I'm like, she was just so perfect.
It's like an episode of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It really was. It really was. You know, even to the point where we were sharing dessert and she says, hey, I'm having so much fun. Can we stay longer?
Oh, she said that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So we did that. And then, you know, I paid for dinner and I, you know, offered to drive her home.
Okay.
And we get to her place. I'm thinking, okay, I'm at least getting a kiss.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked her to the door, like I see there's a guy standing there.
Wait, where? Standing where?
Standing by the door. Whoa. And she says under her breath, she's like, oh, no, that's my ex. Right.
Scary.
What?
Right. And I was like, all right. He wasn't confrontational, though. He was nice and kind of apologized for intruding. And
oh, it's an old-fashioned three-way now.
Wait, why was her ex there? Did you ask?
Well, he says, I need to speak to you for a second. And he was like, I'll go wait in the car. And I don't know, after that, she was just totally different. She had this like look of concern on her face, I would say. And
yeah.
I was like, look, I understand relationships are complicated. You know, I understand breakups can be weird. And I just wanted to give her space to kind of take care of this.
And did she mention on the date her ex at all?
She said she got out of a relationship recently. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it a little bit and I knew it was still kind of fresh, but she seemed like she was, you know, ready to start dating again and kind of had moved on.
And I'm taking it you did not get the kiss at the door like you thought.
I mean, no, I didn't get the kiss at the door. And we just said our goodbyes. And as I was leaving, I see like he's getting out of his car in my rearview mirror and he's walking up to the house.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
So after that, I texted her and she only texted me back one time. And she said, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. Thanks for a wonderful dinner. And then she said, I will never forget it.
Oh, man. So that's kind of open and close, though.
Right. So don't you, I mean, like, that means she's for sure back with him, right? That's what everyone's thinking.
I'm assuming, but like.
So wait, your mom set you up and she works with her. Has your mom not gotten the scoop for you?
I asked her, but she said she feels a little awkward about it. And, you know, she mentioned it to Jordan and Jordan, she was like, kind of like brushed her off. So I'm not really sure what happened.
So what are you hoping to get out of this phone call right now? Are you looking to get a second date or are you just looking to find a reason and figure out what happened?
Well, I mean, if they got back together, I need you guys to break it up.
Okay.
Wait, is that a joke or is that not a joke?
No, it'd be great if you could.
What?
Okay.
That's priority one. She's the real deal. I need to see her again. Wow. So.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm up for this.
You're up for breaking up a relationship for this guy.
For our listener, Brian, yeah, I'm willing to go do whatever it takes. So we're going to play a song right now, Brian. We're going to do some research, dig up some dirt on whoever this guy is, and then we'll come back and call Jordan for you and get your second date update, okay?
There is no fallback. You must break them up.
All right.
Okay. Well, let the social media stalking begin. We got a couple minutes here.
Yeah, let's end. We're going to end a relationship right after this.
I know you're kidding, but I really hope you do.
Second date update. Brian, I've been thinking more about it, and I've decided I'm going to do something for you that I've never done before.
Hmm. What's that?
We've done hundreds of second date updates, and you're the only person I'm going to hang up on right now. So thank you. Goodbye.
No, no. Why?
I don't think you have a very good chance, honestly.
I actually agree with Jeffrey
and
on that one.
You know what? If we try and get a second date and we fail, it's going to make our show look bad. And I don't want to do that to us. So, Brian, I'm sorry. Maybe call us back when you have better odds.
No, you don't understand. Like, I can't stop thinking about her. Like,
yeah.
I can't even imagine my life without her.
Whoa. Okay, buddy. I mean, see, this is what... Sorry, there's something about this that bothers me, Brian, and this is what it is. I finally realized when you said that. It's that you're the dude that always wants what he can't have. And you know what? Fast forward 6 months from now, you're suddenly going to be bored in a relationship with Jordan.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Ladies know what I'm talking about, okay? If she didn't have a boyfriend, would you be saying things like that?
I wouldn't even be talking to you right now because I'd be with her right now and I wouldn't need a second date update.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
No, I don't know.
Or I would be talking to you at our wedding.
See?
I believe
that's
in love.
That's the stuff that I'm talking about.
I believe in love and I think this is your one shot, bro. I have your back.
Thank you.
Well, yes. In case you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a second date update, and Brian desperately wants another chance at love. I'm saying the L word because Brian said he was falling in love on his first date, like a crazy person would say. But we like crazy people.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, at the end of Brian's date, he got a very rude surprise when the girl's ex was waiting at the door to talk to her. And afterwards, she sent Brian a text saying, basically, you know, I had a great time, but you're out.
Yeah.
So we don't know if she's actually back with her ex or not. But if she is, she's not going to be for long because we're going to break them up.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we said.
That is our goal today. Break people up.
How do
especially
we do that?
If they've been in love for a long time.
It's fine. They're already in a cycle. I mean, they broke up once. They'll probably do it again. That's usually how that cycle works.
All right. Brian, are you ready to make Jordan possibly cry?
If it means that she'll get back together with me, then yeah, let's make her cry.
Oh my God.
That's a spirit.
I'm into it.
Oh, this is terrible.
Okay, we're going to dial her number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jordan, please?
This is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi. Hello? Who's this?
Oh, my name's Young Jeffrey.
Yeah, she doesn't know who you are.
That's right. That's how phone calls work. Yeah. You can't see me, can you? My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio.
Okay. What's up?
Well, not too much. We're calling you because we're doing something called a second date update. Do you know what that is?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, to jog your memory, in case you might know, it's a segment that we do where someone who's getting blown off emails us and they ask us to call the person they recently went on a date with to find out why they're not getting in contact with them anymore.
Oh.
So you recently went out with a guy named Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it sounds like you had a great time with Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, we went on like...
That doesn't sound very promising.
Oh, my God. That's the worst response you could have to that.
Well, Brian told us a little bit about what happened, and he said that your ex was there at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then after he had a run-in with your ex, you texted him that it's basically over.
Well, I mean, it's been really hard. Like, Brian's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to hurt him or anything, you know? Just things happen in life, so.
So totally. You hurt him.
And it was just, it was just one date. I mean.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Like, I have so much history with my ex. I mean, we've been dating since high school.
Oh, girl, you're in that cycle.
Well, Yeah, I mean, like, he's been at my parents' house, like, every holiday, birthdays, my parents' anniversaries. Like, we've just a lot together. Like, we've experienced everything, you know? And I don't know, I really love him, so.
Okay, wait, though. Can I just ask you?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you're with your ex, I guess now your current boyfriend, simply because of history. And I'm going to tell you, that is not a long-lasting reason to be with somebody.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, it's more than just history. Like, we had a rocky, like, patch because he broke up with me. Like, there was this bartender girl he met one night, and he's out with his friends. Like, I was upset about it. And I was like, what are you doing leaving me for a trip like that? You know, like, it's like a dirty bartender's been with, like, over 100 guys or whatever. But he's like, oh, it's time for me to try something new and spread my wings. And so at first I was depressed and I'm angry. And then I wasn't going to let this happen. So just like this date came up and I was like, you have to play dirty. Like, what's left?
Oh, wait. So
wait,
you use Brian to make your ex jealous?
Wow.
Don't judge me until you hear the whole story.
Oh, I'm not judging you. I've definitely done the same thing.
We're
fine. Yeah.
So what happened?
So earlier that week that we went out, like I planned for my ex and I'd exchange things at my house.
Yeah.
So I scheduled my date with Brian the same evening because I was like, well, at least I'll get my bang for my buck, you know, and I'll make my ex jealous. So I knew he'd be there when we got back from dinner. And honestly, everything did go perfectly. Like, my ex saw me with another guy having fun. He got jealous. Like, when I got out of the car, like, you know, I did an extra loud laugh.
Wow. You are the worst.
No,
that's a solid
she's
move.
Not.
It's a solid move.
It was
solid.
Fine. Like, whatever. We had a nice time. I snuggled up next to Brian's arm while we walked. Like, you know, I even acted surprised and concerned in front of Brian. Like, I really tried to sell it.
Well, how do you think that Brian feels being used like this?
Honestly, if he feels bad, he should just get over it. It was just one date.
Whoa!
Well, I don't know if he can, especially now that he knows that you set the whole thing up just to get back with your ex.
Well, he's not going to know if you don't tell him.
Well, I don't have to tell him because you already told him.
I don't get it.
We didn't tell you this, but Brian has actually been on the phone and has been listening this whole time.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You guys tricked me?
Yeah.
Is tricking not allowed in your world?
We're also not in a healthy relationship, Jordan.
Brian.
How could you do this? I really like you.
Okay. I don't even know. Like, he shouldn't have heard everything. He shouldn't have heard everything.
Well, he did hear it, and you need to talk with him about it right now.
Yeah.
But so when did you even come up with this plan? I mean, you're just using me?
I mean, I was just looking for somebody to make my ex jealous. Like, your mom showed me your picture. I don't know. I was just like, okay, he'll do.
Oh, no, he'll do.
I mean, Brian, you could take that as a compliment. Like, you're hot enough to make your ex jealous, which means, I mean, I'm being for real.
Good
which
angle.
Means that you're a step up because nobody's going to go out with a fugly person.
That's true.
After an ex. That doesn't look like a good rebound.
Silver lining?
Jordan, why don't you just tell me now? What else did you lie about? I want to know.
I lied about wanting dessert on the date. I needed to stay with you at the restaurant longer.
I thought we had a moment there. That was a lie.
I was just trying to time it.
The creme brulee was a lie?
Wait, so you never felt anything at all towards me. I honestly don't know how I'm going to trust anyone ever again after this.
Oh, no.
Stop being dramatic. It was one date. We didn't even kiss. You're overreacting.
Oh, man.
I am so with Jordan on this one. Brian.
You're with her? You're supposed to be helping me right now.
Man.
What is going on here?
Yeah, bro.
You're never going to trust anyone again after your first date lied to you. I mean, it's kind of like newsflash. Everybody lies on a first date in some way.
Sometimes you click, right?
I know. Brooke is never honest with her husband, and that's how she got married. It's the key to a successful relationship. Zero truth.
I'm just saying it didn't work out, Brian. You were dropping a lot of big words after barely knowing someone and obviously not knowing anything about them.
It doesn't change how I feel. I mean, I feel like I was duped. Like, this wasn't, it just isn't right.
That's fair. I'm giving you, that's fair.
Yeah.
You did a really good thing. Like, I have to thank you because without you, I wouldn't have gotten back together with my ex.
Oh,
that's really nice of you.
Just rubbing it in.
No, he's a matchmaker.
Yes.
You're such a
Oh!
Whoa!
Okay.
All right.
And
let's
I think
back
that,
it up, Brian.
I think that is the right time to ask if you guys would like to go on a second date. We will pay for it if you guys go out.
Yeah, okay, if I ever need you again, are you okay if I call?
No!
Oh, I'm man. Kidding. I'm sure I'll cheat on you soon anyway.
Oh, come on. It's getting dirty.
Just get over it. Get over it, Brian.
He's probably cheating on you right now while you're on this call.
Oh God.
All right. Well,
okay.
Okay. Well, so yeah. No second date for you, Brian.
Sorry,
but
man.
You know what? I feel really bad for you.
Yeah.
Like,
great.
You shouldn't have been put through this situation. And I'm sure that one of our listeners would love to lie to you two to get back with their ex. So text in 78592.
Oh, man.
Would you like to go out with Brian and get back together with your ex? We'll pay for it.
I hear you're good arm candy, Brian.
Oh, God, you guys.
I hate you guys so much.
Aw, that's sweet.